and I'm picking him up. He has not abandoned us, so he'll still be around, just not in the same associate pastor role that he was. If you want to go ahead and be turning to Proverbs chapter 12, we're going to discuss a verse in Proverbs chapter 12, dealing with wisdom and foolishness, as many of the Proverbs do, and specifically about seeking advice in our lives. So let's take just a minute to pray and ask God to help us with this. Lord God, we love you and thank you for your word. We thank you for the Proverbs that teach us many practical things about life. And we thank you for teaching us through them how we might live more like Christ. And I pray that you would help us as we look at this verse to understand it and apply it to our lives. And we pray this in the name of Christ. Amen. So verse 15 is what we're going to look at today. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. And this proverb says this: the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. So, you have an idea, you have a decision that you need to make, and you think you know the right way to go, whether that's some big direction to go with your life or something day-to-day that you have decided. And by all of your reasoning, you may come to a conclusion that you think is the right way, and maybe it is. But we need to keep in mind that the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. That when a fool makes a very foolish decision, that he looks at it and says this is the right thing to do. Because he's a fool, and his reasoning is broken. And when he makes that decision, where to move, what job to take, whether to make a certain purchase or not, he reasons it out and thinks that he has made the right decision, same as you have. So how do you know which one that you are? How do you know if you're a fool that just thinks you're right? Or how do you know if you're a wise person that actually is right and has made a good decision? And the second part of this verse is exactly what answers that. A wise man listens to advice. So what separates a fool from a wise man, both of them have made some sort of a decision, but the wise man listens to advice. So when a wise man is going to make a decision, he calls his friends and his family members and says, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. What do you think about it? Here's the situation. Here's the information that I have and the conclusion that I've come to, or I haven't come to a conclusion, I don't know what to do. He talks it out with his friends, with his church members, with his family, with his certainly with your spouse, if you're married, and says, what is your advice? And that's what separates a fool from a wise man. And this applies not only to matters of decisions that we need to make with purchases, with life decisions, where you're going to move, how many kids you're going to have, is it time to retire, do I need to change jobs, whatever. This applies not only to those big life decisions that seems the most obvious application of this verse, but I would say it also applies to matters of salvation. That when a person who is born in sin reasons out how a person should be saved, all people know that we have a problem and we need salvation. All people know that there's a sin problem, that the world is broken, and that we need salvation from our sins. And when you reason out how you might be saved, a fool, not guided by the revelation of Scripture, will come to a conclusion that is foolish. And we were all in that situation from the time that we were born. All of us, before we trusted Christ, were like the fool who reasoned in our own minds how we might be saved and said, I think I've got this thing figured out. I do enough good things, I'm going to go to heaven. or I follow this particular list of things I'm supposed to do, and God will accept me in the end. Or one religion or another, and the way of a fool in matters of seeking his own salvation is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice, which is why we need to seek what the scriptures say about how a person is to be saved, that we cannot save ourselves by our own means, but that Christ has saved us by dying on the cross for us. So that's another way that I would apply this verse, and that you can, and when you discuss with other people that seem convinced of how they might be saved, when you're talking to your friends and family members and neighbors that seem to have it all figured out and are not following Christ, you might remind them that, hey, you've got this all figured out in your mind. How do you know? If you are a wise man that's made a good decision about his salvation, or if you are a fool that thinks in your own mind you've got it figured out, but in the end it leads to death, as another verse says. And the way that you can point them to finding out whether they've got it right or not is by seeking the advice of God on matters of salvation, which is found in his word, as we've discussed. So that is really the gist of this verse. I think that's the two ways that we can apply it, both to our day-to-day decisions, our big life decisions, but also to our own decisions of salvation and the conversations we have with other people that each also need to make a decision concerning Christ. So let me switch gears just a little bit to say that I wanted to talk about this verse tonight, but concerning Wednesday nights as we go forward, since we're under new administration here, under new management on Wednesday nights, I want to just discuss with you guys what format we want to take this, what direction we want to take this. So I was hoping to get some ideas from you guys. Is there a topic that you want to discuss? Of course, Dustin has, over the last several weeks, kind of walked through different matters of the Reformation from a few hundred years ago when the church went through great gut check and deciding whether it was going to follow the scriptures or the teaching of men, and where the great kind of division came between Catholicism and Protestantism. So that's one topic we've been discussing for the past several weeks. Is there another topic that has been on your mind or something that you're interested in? Is there a particular book of the Bible that you would like to discuss, walk through? Or is there current news events that we could talk about? Looking for your ideas. Okay, let me start jotting these down. All right. Okay, so discussing the Holy Spirit, who he is, what he does, maybe even discussing each member of the Trinity, and how each member of the Trinity functions. That's very true. Yeah. Well, maybe that's something we can look at together. Okay. So it's been a long time since we've walked through Luke as a book. Okay, so current event discussions and certainly. Yes, sir. Yeah, whether we're discussing news event or walking through a particular text of scripture, we'd certainly tie it all back to how do we think about this? Through the lens of the Bible. How does the Bible shape the way we understand what's going on? That's right. Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll take these as well as the other one or two ideas that I've had that may or may not add up to anything. And we'll sort this out as we go forward each Wednesday night. Good deal.